Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And we have, what I always say, an action-packed show. We have a dynamite show for you. We're going to be talking about the angels and their outlook on Thanksgiving, who the angels are, how they work for you, how they can help you, how they can, you know, transform your life. Knowing that they're there, they are there, but knowing that they're there, working on with them, calling on them, is going to make a huge difference in your life. It's going to be lighter, happier, healthier, and more prosperous. Katrina, the angel of prosperity, said, don't forget about me. So more prosperous as well. All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and how I got to be the angel lady. I had a near-death experience as a child, and I was suffocating. I was 18 months old, and I could see five flying white objects over my head, and this really strong sense of peace came over me, something that's so emphatic and strong that you don't forget it. It's not something that comes into your life and then goes out. So that's what happened. And then at an age of about four, I was listening to an adult male voice talk to me and tell me what parents should be doing, and they weren't, whether I was going to win a board game before I sat down. This little four-year-old was listening to an adult male voice, which many years later I found out was Archangel Michael. So those objects flying over my head were the angels. From the time I was four, I was listening to Archangel Michael, and that is the beginning of my work with the angels. And fast forward to now, I've written five books. The first two are in not only in English, but in French and Spanish. And I've been helping people, thousands of people all over the world, make their lives better, learn how to work with their angels, how to release blocks, how to be happier, healthier, stronger, and just plain more successful. So that's what the angels are all about. And Benny, why don't you tell them how they can call in and find out the names of their angels and get a little mini reading, because today is a big day.
Sure, Sue. Sounds like a plan. If you'd like to join us, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is on the air here, and we'd love to have you open. Phone lines are happening right now. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
All right. So call in. If you haven't called in the past, if you don't know who your angels are and why they were chosen for you for your life's purpose, then you're just not living your life full out, as Dr. Pat says. There's more missing. There is more that you can achieve, that you can accomplish. And Archangel Michael said to me one time, life is easy, we just don't know how to live it. We being humans just don't know how to live it. So if you want your life easier, if you want to do things with ease, learn how to do that, call in, let's get you connected with your angels and just help you move forward. Okay. Benny, you interrupt me if someone calls, and I'm just going to keep going. How's that?
I'll certainly do that. Yes, not a problem.
Okay, so what we're doing today is we're talking about the angels for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a holiday where it gives you a chance to just think about all the things that have happened through the year and just start to appreciate. Appreciate is a really strong word, and the angels kind of accept that word and thrive on that word. So appreciate is important to you. And the angels love families getting together and being a unit and, talking over the good things that have happened through the year and sharing the love. And it says from the angels, being thankful for all the happy, prosperous events of the year is important, and it's also inspiring. I don't know if you know this, but you are living in the moment, and what you're thinking in this moment is creating your next moment and your next moment. So in this moment, if you are happy, if you are fulfilled, if you are feeling good about yourself, you are creating that for the next moment. And that's how you start creating a happier, healthier life. And your angels can help you. We have specific ones that are here for this show. And one of them is Tarina, who's the law of attraction. And she attracts better things into your life, including a soulmate if you're looking for that, or health or prosperity. So that's Katrina. And then we also have Annette. And Annette, it doesn't come up much on the Dr. Pat show, but she's the angel of gratitude. So we have attraction, we have gratitude, and Katrina's already raised her hand and raised her voice, and Katrina is the angel of prosperity. So these are the lovely angels that are going to be with you for the show and to help you celebrate Thanksgiving. So if your family situation isn't the best, take these angels with you. Pretend like they're with you. They will be with you. And let them bring in more gratitude, more love, more prosperity, and just general Thanksgiving.
And who doesn't want that for the holidays, right?
Right.
Exactly. Well, let's give out the number again. We actually have a caller holding and waiting.
Okay.
So let's give out the number as well. 800-930-2819. Open lines here. And we'll take now Valerie calling in from the Monterey, California area. Hi, Valerie.
Hey,
hello,
Valerie.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Hi. Oh, good. Thanks. So I'm kind of new to angels, and but I have had experiences where I know it's not me experiencing a different state of mind or heart. So I'm just kind of wondering if the angels have any messages for me.
Okay, let me go back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start from the beginning. All right. It looks like you're starting from the beginning, too, so here we go. Okay. First, I want to give you the three angels that have been chosen for you at birth for your life's purpose, to help you do the best you can, use your gifts and talents, and be the person that you really want to be and really were meant to be, okay? So one of them is Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting. And she works with personal growth, which is basically what you're working on. But she also works with prosperity, so that's your money angel. And then your archangel is Raphael, who's healing and compassion. And they tell me you're a very compassionate soul and very perceptive. When you say you had experiences, Did you get an aha or a good feeling? All angel experiences come with a good feeling. Do you relate to that?
Yeah, and it feels more like just like insight that has just come to me.
Right, right. And
Yeah,
but it is insight. It's just where it's coming from. It's coming from your angels, because I can tell. They're telling me. All right. And then your other angel is Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And you do have inspiration. You do have that insight. The difference between, say, your intuition or you thinking an angelic message is usually it comes quickly, it comes out of nowhere, or seems to, and it's about something you may not be thinking about. So sometimes I'm just walking up the stairs and I get my angel messages. It's not something I'm concentrating on. Does that make sense to you? It just comes?
Yes, it does. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So a message from your angel. Give me a subject, rather than just a message. What do you want a message about? What would you like to know?
How about my relationship with my sister?
All right. I'm giggling, but I hear could improve. Is that what you were thinking as well? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with your sister? Let's do it that way. Is it a difficult relationship? Is that what you're concerned about?
It is. Well, we recently lost our father. My siblings and I all recently lost our father about 2.5 months ago. And we're all kind of in a rough, sensitive patch. But my sister and I were having a conversation, and I tried to share something, and
okay, so I'm going
to
interrupt you here.
And
I'm interrupting you here for a minute, but I just want you to say she's grieving, and I think right now, whatever it is, forgive her, send her some love and blessings, and if you want to do a session with me, I have a Dr. Pat special where I give you two consults, and we can talk about this and other things as well and teach you about your angels. So do you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to give you another number to call, 800-323-1790. And you can call after the show, and we'll talk about the Dr. Pat special. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Angels are smiling at you and waving.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. They're saying good job. You're doing a good job with your life.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Valerie, for joining the show. Seems like it could have been a little deeper there off the air to get into it, so to speak. I'm assuming that's what you're kind of feeling there too, right, Sue?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so the lines are open, and we're actually at a break here too as well. We'll go and take that. More from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, on the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we have an action-packed show, tripping over my words here, and because the angels are so excited. They're excited when we do the Dr. Pat show. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what I call my Dr. Pat special. And that is you pay for 1 half-hour consultation with me or session with me, and the second one is at no charge. So you get 2 for the price of 1, or whichever way you want to put it, you pay for 1 and you get the other for no charge, however you want to say it. And it's a very popular Dr. Pat special. And what it does is it gives you a chance to connect with your angels, find out who they are, ask questions that maybe have been on your mind your whole life, you know, talk about your insight that you've gained, but also clear your blocks. Find out what isn't working in your life, what you need to feel better. What do you need to make more money? What do you need to be more prosperous, happier, healthier? And basically, I start with the angels at point A, what's going on in your life now, what isn't working, and we just quickly get you to where you want to go. And mostly, I clear out the old before we bring in the new. We clear out the old habits, the old patterns, the old things that aren't serving you, and we move into the ones and the new ones and the new techniques that will just make you happy. And we were talking about earlier about making your moment. Like if you just decide that you're going to have love right this moment, you can just kind of feel it, breathe it in, think about it. Your angel love is there for you every single minute of every day. You can take that in. And if you decide you need some more support, the angels of opportunity is Christopher. The angels of joy is Joseph. So just call on those angels. Just let them be with you. And some people say, well, what do I do? Do I have to meditate? Do I have to this, do that? No, they are there. You just talk to them like they are your friends, and you just let them be with you and help you. Your whole life changes. I mean, your angels can help you find parking places. Your angels can help you. I've got a lady right now who's looking for some kind of a funding for a home equity line of credit. And let your angels help you with just about anything. That's what they're here for. And they're here to help you with your life's purpose. If you are not doing your life's purpose, there's more bumps in the road, Archangel tells me. So if there are bumps in your road, let's tweak you, let's move you, let's get you where you need to be. So call for the Dr. Pat special, and that number is 800-323-1790. And you can go to my website if you'd like, theangellady.net. Check me out, see where the books are. And the books are handy little books for you to keep with you. They're about techniques, affirmations, just something so that you are connected to your angels. Some people say they put it on their nightstand and they read it before they go to bed. Some take it to work. Some have several copies. So check out, they're called Angel First Aid. That's what we do, Angel First Aid. So the books are Angel, the latest books are Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, 2nd edition, and Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, which is a book on success. And they're both available on Amazon. Okay, Benny, do we have anybody there, or should I just keep teaching?
Yeah, keep at it. We're still hanging out.
Keep going?
Yep.
Okay. I was hearing earlier today, the angels were saying, you're going to teach something today. So here we go. We're going to, what I was going to teach, I asked them, and they said, it's about vision statement. And everybody needs a vision statement. A business has a mission statement, but you should have your own personal vision statement. And if you're in a career where you are running a business or running a program, you could have a vision statement, but always have one for yourself. What is your vision for your life? And don't just have it in your head. Take it and write it down. Write one out for yourself. And then place it somewhere where it has some space around it. Don't throw it on your desk with everything else or put it someplace in a pile. Make your vision statement something that's important. If you think about it, a company will have their mission statement like right on the top of their website or whatever. Wherever they're handing you something to look at or read, their mission statement is there. So your vision statement should be with you. And you can make it in affirmations if you'd like. I have a life of happiness, health, and joy. You could make it just a group of affirmations. I have success with my XYZ project or business. If you're a student, then you can say, I excel in school or excel in college, whatever it is. I get top-notch grades. Get your vision statement there. And your vision statement does not have to be for the rest of your life. You don't have to be a teenager and writing one for your whole life. You can write your vision statement for the next 5 years. And then as you get closer to the end of the 5 years, write your vision statement for the next 5 years. Because it's the more you can succeed, the more your body and your mind get used to the joy of succeeding. So if you have smaller goals and you succeed in those smaller goals, then you're going to be more apt to bring in larger goals and be able to find fruition in your larger goals. I guess that's what I was supposed to teach today because it just came through. The angels just sent it through. Okay. I assume we're going on, Benny. Am I right? Ah, we lost Benny. No wonder. Okay. So here's another part of your vision statement. Obsess on the word plenty. Now listen to that again. Plenty. Where in your life when you were younger did you hear plenty? You probably heard there isn't enough or I can't afford it or it isn't going to work or you'll have to get along without it. Does those kind of things sound familiar? Well, let's change that. Now we're going to do plenty. We're going to obsess on that word. Plenty of money, plenty of joy, plenty of love, plenty of satisfaction, plenty of good relationships, plenty of what do you need? And you can just obsess on plenty. You can just say plenty, plenty, plenty. You can write it. You know, sometimes I sing it, plenty, plenty, plenty. Any way that you can get your mind and body used to the word plenty and having a good reaction to the word plenty. And I'm going to give you a little secret. You only can manifest what you can manifest through your body and what your body's comfortable with. So if your mind is saying you want $1 million, but your body is saying, that's not going to work, then it's not going to work. So if you can get your body used to it, in fact, sometimes in my teachings and my consultations and workshops, I tell people, just think of amount of money and kind of think of it in your body or write it on your chest or think about that amount of money. Let's just say like $50,000. Think of $50,000. Are you comfortable with that? Do you feel okay? Does your body feel okay? And if it's, the answer is yes, then go up a little more. How about $75,000? And if that was in your bank account, would you feel okay? Would your body be okay? And get yourself working up. And when you get to a plateau or a place where it isn't comfortable, then go back down and just keep working and thinking about the point where you are comfortable. Because, again, we're achieving goals. We're learning how to make progress. You're learning how to get excited about good things in your life. That's what's important. That's what will make you a better person, a better partner, and just allowing your angels to help you get there is a tremendous way to live. Enjoy them. And if you want to get the Angel First Aid books, and learn about more about your angels, and have something right at your fingertips. Honestly, I wrote those books with this in mind. If it's 1:30 in the morning and I'm having a situation that I can't talk to anybody about and I don't know how to handle it, I thought I need to know that I have a support system and that what should I do at that moment. So these are books to tell you when you're in some kind of turmoil or some kind of trouble, this is what you grab for, this is what you use, this is what helps you turn around. And if you're not in trouble and you just want to grow, you're just on a spiritual path of personal growth, they're wonderful for that as well. And Benny, have we found you?
Yes, I am back. I apologize.
That's perfectly okay. I thought an angel took you on an excursion somewhere.
That's basically where I was. And I would be completely happy if I had $75,000 waiting for me somewhere. Just saying. So if you'd like to join us on the Sue Storm, on Sue Storm Radio Show, it's the Angel Lady. We're taking your calls, 800-930-2819. Lines are open. We'd love to have you, 800-930-2819. We're off to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back with more from Sue.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we're having an action-packed show here. We're talking about gratitude, appreciation, how your angels can help you, and how they can make your life better. Connecting with them, welcoming them into your life, it just makes a whole new experience. And they've been there. They've been there since you were young. Men kind of call an angel message a gut action reaction, a gut reaction, or a hunch. And women call it their intuition sometimes, or just an aha that they get, an insight. But those are your angels. They've been there to help you fulfill your life's purpose, be happier, healthier, stronger, and more vibrant, the angels just said. They are talking through me. So if you want to call in and get the names of your angels, or if you've already called in and you want to get the names of your, like your grandchild's angel or your son's angel or somebody else, that's perfectly okay. And then we can give you a message from your angels or answer a question. Benny, could you give out the number one more time?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. And maybe if it's one, three, or a dozen times, I'll be more than happy to. 800-930-2819.
800-930-2819. There we go. So pick up that phone and call in and let your angels change your life, because that's what they do. They are life changing. Okay. So we were talking about the angels, and what I'm going to do now, get your pencil ready or start typing, because we're going to talk about these specific angels for the month of November, for Thanksgiving, for you to maybe even get more prosperous before the holidays. There you go. You probably need a little more cash for the presents and the holidays. So here are some of the angels that are stepping forth to help you. The first one is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And, I didn't think this was going to happen, but Barry is the angel of strength. B-A-R-R-Y is the angel of strength, and he provides endurance and emotional support. For some reason, someone out there needs Barry. So he's here to do that. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. She attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. And that's very important. And here's another one. I meant to mention it earlier. Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Jacob is the angel of education. So if you are learning, if you're in college, if you're getting your master's, if you're even if you're learning the real estate business and you have to take a test, or I got a lady that I'm helping in the insurance business and she has to take a test, whatever, wherever you need to learn something and wherever you need to either be tested on it or just learn it quickly, Jacob is your angel of education. Or for your children, grandchildren, let them know about Jacob, because he'll be there to help them. And the next angel that we're going to talk about is Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N. And Lucian is the angel of resources. He creates opportunities for prosperity, wealth, and joy. So let him be by your side. And the next one is Nancy, angel of productivity. She increases performance and output. And if you need some organization, Jason, is your angel for organization. This is a time when people are thinking about next year. They're thinking about getting past this year and getting into next year. So you may need to be more organized. You may want to be more productive. And any of these angels can be used for your New Year's resolutions as well. You keep track of them. Also, if you want a glossary of angels, if you want a list, there's 120 angels that I've identified, including the four archangels. If you want a list of all those angels, you can get them through the Angel First Aid books. Every book has all the angels in the back. So if you go to Amazon and you get Angel First Aid RX for Excellence, or Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, second edition, you will have all the angel names there. And if you go to my website, theangellady.net, and you go to the heading that says Ask Me, and you can fill out a little form, and you can ask me a question, you could ask me for a list of the angels, and I'd send them to you. I'd give you your angels, the ones that are with you, and the ones that are chosen for you, and then I'll also send you a glossary of angels. Just ask me. I'd be happy to share them with you. Okay. Are we at break time?
We've got a couple more minutes before the break.
We've got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
But let's give out the number, too, and we can welcome more callers if we want. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
We don't go to school and learn about our angels. We don't learn about this support system that's with us, that helps us, that's been with us since we were a child. We don't really understand everything. So I'm just going to go over some of the questions people ask me, and then I'm going to give you the answers, and maybe those were questions you were wondering about as well. So the question is, do people pray to their guardian angels? Do they pray to their angels? And the answer is, no, you pray to God. Angel means messenger. It's the messengers of God. So if you give the angels a message, it'll get up to the source. And if God wants something special for you, he can create it through your angels. So, and another question that people ask me is, are there angels in every religion? And the answer is most monotheistic, most religions that believe in one God do have angels in that religion. So, yes, there are angels in most religions. However, if you don't have that in your system, if that's not your spiritual system, and you are just like believing in the universe, or you have other different areas that that are meaningful to you or creative for you, then you still have your angels. They're still with you. They're here based on your life's purpose. So no matter where you are, who you are, or what you are, I think it's a good way of putting it. That's what they're telling me. Your angels are there. They're there for you. Welcome them. Let them help you. Let them be by your side, and let them lift you to a higher level. Now I think I'm ready to go to a break.
Sounds like a plan. Let's give out that number again, too, if you'd like to join us on the show for an angel reading with Sue Storm. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On The Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBierfeld.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we are talking about Thanksgiving and appreciation and family gatherings and love of your angels. But we also have a caller, so we're going to go right to the phones. Benny?
We do. And let me give out the number again if you'd like to join us. We have a few minutes left in the show, about 12, maybe round it down to 11. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll take Arthur calling in from the Tacoma area. Hi, Arthur.
Hi.
Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, my path has mostly been about meditation, and I don't know anything about angels, but I've listened to you a few times now, and I'm really intrigued. And, I'd like to get the names of my angels.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And when you were saying your path is on meditation, It's there with you. Even though you're meditating, you have your angels surrounding you, is what I hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've never been aware of anything like that.
And then you can acknowledge them. So your archangel is Michael, and that's guidance and protection. And that's the highest archangel. And he says you know him. Have there been little scrapes you've had where an angel might have saved you? Does that sound familiar? Might have been when you were younger. No?
Yeah, maybe when I was younger. Yeah, as an adult, I don't recall any kind of experience like that.
Well, he's been watching over you for a long time, he tells me. And then you have, you have a lot of angels with you. You have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking.
And what's that name?
Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E.
Okay, great.
Positive thinking. And that is you. If there's two ways to look at it, you'll take the positive way. You know, they tell me you're really on a path. You've made up your mind. You're going to be the best that you can be, and they appreciate that. They're helping you, and you really are on a path. So that's wonderful. And then, let's see, you have one more angel. Oh, you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And they're saying that harmony is very important to you.
Is that name Sarah?
Yes, S-A-R-A-H.
Okay.
She promotes caring, peaceful, and blessed interactions. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, we got another one for you. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. And they tell me that there are times when you've had definite abundance and good fortune.
Okay.
You know, you may want to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special and set up some sessions with me. Let me give you that number just in case. That number is 800-323-1790. And then we can get you acquainted with your angels. They just came through and said, we would be delighted. So I guess they're looking forward to talking to you. Okay. Do you have a question for me by any chance?
Well, I was wondering about my health, if you want a specific question.
Okay, just give me a simple, you know, breakdown of what's going on.
Well, I have high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
Is it stress? No? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm 77, and you know, I understand that's pretty common among older people, but
we can still work on that. You know, you can still we'll delve into it if you want to try doing the sessions, and we'll come up with some other things too. It feels like there's other things in your life that would be happier cleared and moving you forward. They tell me you've got a good future. I was just looking ahead for you. They tell me you've got a good future. It's not about what isn't good. It's about what is good coming to you. Lots of nice surprises. I want to say yippee. Does that sound angelic? I don't know. But it sounds good.
Yeah. No, it sounds real good to me. I'll have to go on your website.
TheAngelLady.net.
Okay, sounds great.
If you can reach me through that number, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've really enjoyed your presentations that I've heard.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Happy we connected in person. I'm happy we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks, Arthur, for joining us from Tacoma. And I think we have time for one more, Sue. It's Ann calling in from the Chicago area. So, hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. And Sue Storm.
Hi, Ann.
Hello.
You know I'm right by you. I'm in Naperville, right?
No, I did not know that.
I am right here. Yep.
I did not know that.
Okay. Well, tell me what is on your mind.
Well, I just wanted to know what my angels wanted me to know.
Okay. You don't have your angel names either, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So that's your money angel. Because prosperity to the angels is everything in your life working well. It's not just a financial angel, too. And then you also have Eileen. You have Eileen, who's the angel of happiness. And that's E-I-L-E-E-N, the angel of happiness. And then you have Peter, who's the angel of good health. You've got everything covered. Happiness, health, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. How can you go wrong?
Wow.
I think you don't realize what an important soul you are. You're a higher level, important soul. You may want to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special and find out a little more about you and how you can move forward and what's good coming in your life. If you'd like to do that. I'd be happy to do that with you.
I think my next step is going to be to work with the angels as a career.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. I can't. There's not enough enthusiasm within me to say how different your life is once you start working with your angels. It's just more joyful in every way, shape, or form. Okay? I'm so glad you called.
Okay. Well, I am too, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Anne, for joining us from the Chicago area, like a native yourself there, Sue. So that's good. Maybe we got a couple more that will reach us on the next one.
Okay.
We've got about 3 minutes left in the show if you want to kind of wrap things up for the day.
Okay. All right. So my website is theangellady.net. And if you go to the Ask Me heading and then you fill out the little form there, you can ask me for a copy of the angel names if you'd like, or any question. You can ask me a question and what your angel names are also. The books are Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence is the latest book. Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition is the book before that. They're both 8.5 by 11. They're like workbooks. They're easy to use, easy to learn from, and just fun to have around. And let's see, my 800 number for consultations, 800-323-1790. The Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour with me, and the second one is at no charge. So you get a full hour of my time and the time with the angels and time to just make your life better. And the words from the angels that are going to take us off the air today are just plenty, 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 and love. Love for Thanksgiving, love for happiness, love for joy. You know, just feel the love of the angels. They have it there for you. They want you to have it. Okay, Benny, we're good.
All right, sounds good. Well, folks, we appreciate you listening to the show today, the Dr. Pat Show, with our special guest and host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And we'd love to have you back for the next one. Until then, have a good one.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.